10 vitamins every girl should start taking in her 20s. Episode number 52. Happy Friday! Welcome to this week's Keep It 100 moment. I'm your host, Nina Babel, and you know, I keep it 100. And in case you're wondering, because you're hearing this term for the first time, it simply means that Nina keeps it real. She keeps the conversation true. There's no filters, there's no boundaries, there's no walls in my conversations. I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends. And like you, I have many private moments that I keep to myself, but on this show, I share them because they're random thoughts, there's lessons, there's advice. Maybe I just want to pass it on because the story needs to be told. All right, really quickly, I launched my first Huffington Post article called What Your Mother Didn't Tell You But Your Girlfriend Did. And if you have been following me, you will know this is the genesis of the podcast, right? I celebrate embarrassment. And all those things your mother didn't tell you but your girlfriend did is what I focus on. And there's a bond that we share as women because we all go through the same stages and phases of womanhood, starting from puberty, the menstrual cycle, biological clock. Do we freeze our eggs or not? Do we have kids or not? Pregnancy, postpartum, menopause, and I could go on. But the point is this. I'm going to be passing the positivity on women's health topics, starting with the 20 and 30-something-year-old millennials. And I'll tell you this. If you're 30-something and you're listening to this, you are going to be playing catch-up. But I just want to let you know, you are a teachable girl because it's never too late. Today is what every female should know. Because you know what? You will cross this bridge at some point in your life. And if you choose not to listen, take action, or if you're taking notes, good for you, you are going to remember, you know what? Nina did say that. So here it is. I'm going to give you my top 10 vitamins to start taking on a regular. And I'm going to tell you why. I am a big, when I say big, huge advocate of preventative maintenance and natural medicine. And you know what? This is a girl moment of pride that I wanted to share to all the uninformed girls out there before it's too late. Because listen, I didn't know this information in my 20s or my 30s. So these are all tried and tested by me. And thankfully, as my doctor would put it, you know, you're a boring patient. There's really nothing wrong with you other than the anemic stuff. And I'll get into that. But who wouldn't want that bill of health? So let's get this party started with number one, maca. So look, if you want to naturally, and I say naturally, not with a script, not with an over-counter medicine, if you want to naturally be in a better mood, have more or extra libido, aka sex drive, if you lost your sex drive and want it back, or you just want to give them some on a regular without having to force it, you need to buy some maca. So this is something that I would put in a smoothie, juice, or cereal, but listen up. Do not, and I repeat, do not take this more than 3 times a week, or you are going to be one horny rabbit. Number two, vitamin D. So we all know this is the sun vitamin, and we lack this vitamin, especially in the winter when we don't have much exposure to sun. So if you're in your late 20s and you practice a routine of self-care and you get an annual physical each year, eventually you're going to realize that your blood tests are going to show that you lack vitamin D. So it goes deeper than the whole sun thing. There's nothing to be alarmed. I'm here to tell you there's nothing wrong with you. Right? It happens to most women, which is what I eventually found out. Because at first I was like, oh, what's wrong with me? But no, it happens to all of us. So the three top benefits of vitamin D is that really just regulates your immune system, stronger bones, it ensures that you have stronger bones, it lowers the chances of cancer cell growth. Those are the top benefits, but it's something you need to maintain as you age. Number three, another fave of mine is chlorophyll. And chlorophyll I call the Pinocchio effect, right? Especially if you don't like taking iron pills, I get it, I've been there. Chlorophyll, it's not the substitute, but it's a close one. but it helps in normal blood clotting, it balances your hormones, it deodorizes and detoxifies your body, especially the liver, and it's a strong skin protector. Winter is coming and so is cold sore season. So listen, if you are that girl who develops cold sores, that's something you want to start taking because it naturally heals all that. And it promotes digestive health. So, to top that off, it's a minty refreshing plant liquid. And what I do is I just add 10 drops to my water, to my juice or smoothie, and you know what you're gonna feel like? That whole Pinocchio effect that I mentioned. You're gonna just come to life. Number 4, magnesium. You ever get that leg hangover feeling after like a post-workout and you get those cramps and muscle soreness? Maybe not the day after, but definitely the second day after your workout? Huh, you need to pop those magnesiums as soon as you get home. Even better, this is a necessary evil to make your periods better, especially if you suffer from leg cramps, nausea. Magnesium helps with all that, as well as the poop factor. Right? It makes you a little extra normal if you're not. Number 5, iron. This is my truth because I'm severely anemic and I have been since I was like 18 years old. And I could tell you this, I've taken all kinds of iron pills. Unsurprisingly, no matter what those doctors say, they all have the same result. They back you up. You're constipated. This is not a great feeling because you know what? It feels like you have a rock in your stomach that you can't get rid of. But it's a necessary evil, especially after our menstrual cycles. There's no way around it, especially when we've lost all that blood for the last 5 to 7 days. So I've experimented with my doctor and I realized, you know what, this is something that I need to take every day. So what I've realized that works for me is this product called Vitron C, V-I-T-R-O-N, and I think it's C. But you can get it in any drugstore. But this is how I enhance the results with these Nina Ninja hacks, right? I drink orange juice or I take vitamin C, especially after I eat any green leafy vegetables. You know why? Because it enhances the iron absorption in my body. The chlorophyll on top of that, lentils, what else? Molasses, I drink molasses tea, would just simply add a teaspoon to water. But it's the best way to get nutrients, right? Is iron in liquid form. Number 6, kelp. This is a powerhouse nutrient and it's the epicenter of a woman's body. You know why? Because it regulates your hormones, your thyroid hormones. Why do you care? Because it's an anti-inflammatory. It improves your blood glucose levels, especially if you're a diabetic, prevents bone loss. And if all of those things are not checked and balanced, and taken care of, that stuff will shut your body down. And the first thing you're gonna feel is your energy level. Second thing you're gonna feel is weight gain. Number 7, vitamin B12. Perimenopausal women need to take B12. If you're in that 35 and older category, run to the drugstore and get this. It boosts energy, memory loss, it's a mood booster, digestion, metabolism, your nerves. Because by this stage of your life, your nerves have been tested and shot. So you're going to need that extra natural boost. And it helps with anemia. If any of those are you, this is something you need to start taking for the rest of your life. Number 8, metabolism boosters. Okay, let's set the record straight. Because in your 20s, it took you a week to probably lose 5 to 10 pounds. That same 5 to 10 pounds, it will take you 3 months when you reach your 30s. And that is a shocker. So I'm going to give you a couple of tricks, Nina Ninja hacks. And that is green tea and cinnamon tea. Once I take this on a regular, trust, my metabolism doubles and triples. And look, don't give in to eating food, right? You want to munch every 2 hours, a snack every 2 hours on something healthy, because this will put it in overdrive, depending on how much you take. If you do it every day religiously, you will notice a difference. Number 9, potassium. This is my go-to for a couple of reasons. It's actually a homemade trick of mine that is one, a constipation killer, It's a hydrator, especially if you sweat a lot. It really helps regulate your sweat and it lowers blood pressure. So this is what you do. You take a bunch of apricots, you soak them in boiling water overnight. You dilute it a little more with water. I usually add half a lemon because it's kind of sweet. You want to go easy though, because this is going to be a shock to your system initially until it gets used to it. And trust me, you will see the difference if you take this every day. Number 10, the earlier you start, the longer it will pay off, especially for you women who do not eat fruits and vegetables. And that is a daily vitamin, right? The key is not to be a one-time wonder, fly by night, fair weather girl. This needs to be your lifestyle, needs to be your routine. It's only human to be inspired when we see results, but that's also when we drop off too. And for any significant change to take place, you gotta give yourself at least 60 days to see those results. Another thing, your body's gonna get rid of whatever it doesn't need, or if it has excess of what it needs, it will get rid of it. So that being said, what you're gonna notice is your pee being a bright sunshine yellow, or this fluorescent greenish yellow. Sounds worse than it is, but I didn't want you to freak out. And so where do you get these vitamins? Look, you don't have to get fancy. Dr. Ez says Costco is fine. And the version of Costco, like in Canada, I think is Price Mart, or they even have Costco. But you can find it at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, depending on how deep your pockets are. Any organic health food store or any health food store sells all of these. Lastly, check with your physician, because if you have a pre-existing health condition, then I caution you, I recommend, I suggest that you get a second opinion or do your research online. And that wraps up another episode of my Keep It 100 moment. As always, if you enjoyed the Keep It 100 moment, share it with your girlfriends who need to hear this inspirational girl moment. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes and look for the Keep It 100 Girl Show. Subscribe on your iPhone or Android so you never, ever, ever miss one of my episodes. But remember, Ina keeps it 100. She keeps it real and true. Enjoy your weekend. Smooches!